fantastic to see so many people here. There are 400,000 people here, and believe me, the newspapers and the television cameras aren't going to be able to hide the size of this demonstration today. And we are here because we know, and we want to send a message to Tony Blair, that war on Iraq would be immoral, illegal, dangerous, and wrong. And it will be even more wrong now that Saddam Hussein has said that the weapons inspectors can come in. Now, of course, Bush and Blair say they don't believe Saddam Hussein. Well, they don't want to believe him, because this war isn't really about the access of weapons inspectors. This war is about the access to oil. Of course they can't admit that, so they feed us all kinds of lies. We're told, for example, that we have to go to war to enforce UN resolutions and the rule of law. Well, it's fascinating to watch this sudden newfound interest in the rule of law. Where was that interest when it comes to Israel withdrawing from the West Bank, or when it comes from China withdrawing from Tibet, or when it comes to 101 other examples? The list goes on and on. And while they're so suddenly concerned about international law, perhaps they would like to recall that no UN resolution gives any permission for the continual bombing raids on Iraq that continue to kill hundreds of people day in, day out, week in and week out. But it's a sad fact that the currency of UN resolutions has been seriously devalued. Please don't be fooled into thinking that if UN support is given, then that means that somehow this war is somehow legitimate. It is still grossly illegitimate. In order to get agreement from the UN for the first Gulf War, the US used bribery, it used blackmail, it used threats, and it will use them all again. And then we're told that we have to go to war on the grounds that Saddam Hussein is a brutal dictator. Well, I have no doubt that he is a brutal dictator. But how has he been allowed to become one and equipped to become one? The answer is that the West has been systematically arming him for years. We armed him for his war on Iran, in which more than 1 million people were killed. We armed him even when he was using poison gas to kill thousands of Kurds at Halabja. And so another message that we want to send to Tony Blair today is that we find the enormous hypocrisy of the Bush and Blair position utterly obscene. And then the next lie that we have to go to war is that they say we have to go to war to destroy Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Well, let's be clear, our moral authority might just be a little bit more if we ourselves did not have weapons of mass destruction. This government has said, Tony Blair has said, he will be willing to use weapons of mass destruction first.
Israel and Pakistan have weapons of mass destruction, but somehow that's all right because for the minute, apparently they are our friends. And the US has more weapons of mass destruction than the rest of the world put together. And it has used them in Nagasaki, in Hiroshima, in Vietnam. And finally, they want to strike against Iraq to restore international peace and security in the region. As they think that unleashing war can possibly restore peace. How is it that the 23 million people of Iraq have been reduced to just one man, to Saddam Hussein?
How is it that our leaders have so little imagination that they cannot feel what it would be like to be a child in Iraq, living in terror and fear? How is we hear so little about the consequences for the people on the wrong end of our missiles or our cluster bombs or our tanks and munitions? Experts speak of collateral damage, but that is an obscene term to cover the dying and the bleeding and the heartbreak of young people. And so I'm being wound up, so the final thing to say is that we want to say loudly here today that each and every one of those Iraqi lives is every bit as valuable and every bit as precious as every US life and every UK life. And we are here to say, that you cannot enforce international law by breaking international law. You cannot bomb your way to peace. That is the position of the Green Party. That is the position of all of us here. Thank you for being here. We will make a difference.